Well, as we well know by now, three were killed by those bombs on Monday. But today we're hearing more about the people grievously injured. That woman we mentioned in that iconic photograph lying on the ground, she was almost killed. Her mother lost two legs. And then there are the Norden brothers. We mentioned them yesterday. JP and Paul, they're from Wakefield, Massachusetts. Each of them, standing side by side, lost one leg. Now there are efforts to raise money to help their family. The four dockside restaurants here in Massachusetts are holding fundraisers this Sunday. One of the docksides is in Wakefield, their hometown. Melanie Hartree, the bartender there, is on the line. And Melanie, we know you know these two brothers, JP and Paul. I can't imagine your reaction, especially they seemed so physical and full of life.
Yes. Anyway, you saw JP, you would see Paul not far behind.
Yeah. Close brothers. And we understand each has, in the hospital, each of them has been asking about the other and crying about the other's limb loss.
Yes. If you know them, they're probably more upset for each other than they are themselves.
Yeah.
And more worried about their mom.
Yeah. Well, so what is it that you hope to do?
We know that about a couple weeks ago, they just got laid off from their roofing jobs. Mm-hmm. And we just want them to be able to concentrate on getting better and not having to worry about insurance, money, fixing their house to whatever they need to do, anything that they can do to not even have to worry about anything financially for a very long time.
Yeah. And it's not just JP and Paul. There is the Mark JP and Paul Marathon Victim Fund. Tell us about Mark.
Mark is one of their close friends. I don't know him as well as I know Paul and JP, but he came in every once in a while at the dockside as well, but he lost both of his legs too. So the fund is for him as well.
Mark Fucarelli lost two limbs standing with the Norden brothers. It's just, do you find yourself thinking, Mark's from Stoneham, but, nearby, do you ever find yourself thinking, this is Wakefield, Stoneham, what is this?
Yeah, that, you go into Boston and you're just standing in the absolute wrong place and you're going to have a good time and there's little kids standing next to you and families all around, and sure, that's the last thing in the world that they were thinking of.
Yeah, I'm reading on the Wakefield Patch, the local paper, that Sean Conway, who's also a runner from Wakefield, said he crossed the marathon finish line about 1:15. His family was in the same exact spot before they left, the spot that was taken by the Norden brothers and their friends.
There's a lot of, whys and thank gods, and that's why we're doing the fundraiser. Just to, try to help them heal and just to have something that they won't have to worry about.
Is it for the town to heal, too? Is it?
Yeah, just anybody that wants to do something. The phone has been ringing all day. We've had over 1,000 things on our email right now. People from Oklahoma have called us, California, just asking what can we do, anything we can do.
Yeah. Well, Melanie Hartree, I think you're going to get some more.
Hopefully. And we just want anything that we can do. We're going to do raffles, anything that we can do to just help their family. Their mom, Liz, wonderful, wonderful woman. They are a very, very close family, so my heart goes out to her. I'm sure that this is one of the hardest things. This is the hardest thing she's ever been through, but she's very strong and she's going to get through it.
Yeah. JP and Paul, two of her seven children.
Yes.
Yeah. Melanie, best to you on Sunday.
All right. Thank you so much.